Actually, that's quite shocking that you found a connection between cannabis and heroin.
The history of cannabis exposure produces a tolerance-like effect where they're less sensitive to the drug, and that carries over to heroin, so they need a bigger dose to get the same effect.
Tolerance just refers to the amount of a drug required to get you high when used repeatedly. It's not the same as addiction or desire for a drug, which is better measured by the effort made to get it.
But if you then go on and you, in both groups, now start increasing the number of times they have to nose poke to get heroin, in other words, increase the price for getting heroin, then the two groups are the same.
Steve gradually increases the number of nose pokes required for one dose of heroin. As the workload rises, they reach a point, around 75 nose pokes, where both groups give up and stop working for the heroin. So with increased effort, the effect between the two groups just disappeared.
That's true.
This shows there's no difference in the drive to get heroin between rats who have had cannabis and rats who have not.
So what's the human implication?
The human implication basically says that you don't have enduring biological changes that occur because of the cannabis exposure that predetermine that you're going to go on and become addicted to other hard drugs. It says that it's more of a social and historical thing that drives it.
As ever, the picture is more complicated than a chemical switch in the brain. It seems it's more likely to be your peer group or life stresses such as unemployment or the end of a relationship that lead people from cannabis onto harder drugs. Yet there's another accusation leveled at cannabis, that it triggers one of the most severe of all mental disorders, permanent psychosis or schizophrenia.
This is our family. This is Mark, who's 28. Natalie is 25. This is Paul, who's 19. And this is his twin, Melissa. And as far as we know, none of them suffer from any mental illness of any kind. And so we think that it's most probably the cannabis which has caused the difficulties with Paul.